All right, guys, we got it. Yeah, I'm just here to say it's Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with more Being a Dick. Yeah, there was a short message that maybe some of you got that I had to replace my entire NVMe drive. Now, for most of you guys, that's like, dude, that's literally a card. And yes, it was literally a card, so it took me 30 minutes, and I'm $85 poorer now, but it had to come. Now, as far as any videos that are on that thing, I'm gonna go through them and check and see, you know, because it's supposed to have, like, some backup cells on it. So basically, I'll check it and see if there's anything I need to take out. But let's go ahead. We got a lot of time. We're not doing the show because I don't have any articles to throw up right now. I'm not even logged in Discord or nothing. I don't have none of this shit ready to go. So we got Being a Dick, and we're going to do the whole damn party. Let's get started.
Ugh.
All right, so where were we? Greet Tara, find Tommy, talk to Zoe, deal with unwanted guests, find out who X is, we still have to do that, and talk to Sally. So let's go ahead and... Nothing in the bathroom. It's like a million times I've been in that bathroom.
There's nothing in the bathroom.
There's been nothing in the bathroom. No. Ooh! Oh! Party time at the Dick's.
Well, there's a screensaver. Not that one. Everybody's got that one.
Ah! What are they saying there? And folks dressed up as the opposite of Eskimos. It's spelled sexy, and yes, you're right. It is sexy. Who are you to body shame anyone? When you're wearing panties, it looks like floss on a walrus. Sexist and disgusting. It doesn't change the fact that it's a sexist fiction. Damn, which one should we do? It's spelled sexy. Or who are you, like, do we want to say it looks like floss on a walrus? Or are we going to say it's spelled sexy and yes, you're right, it is sexy.
Yeah, try that one. That way you don't.
Bitch, you so hungry you eat you, I don't feel it.
Yeah, well, you're too funny. Bonerific, am I right? Remind me to block these girls on our Dick account later. Only the... Look, I just gotta be real. All these girls are partying. Even the geekier girls are partying.
Yeah.
But it's the fat feminists that get all upset and they're not having any fun.
It's like George Carlin says, isn't it always the ones that argue about rape, the ones you never want to fuck in the first place? They're so worried about rape, yet they have nothing to worry about.
Absolutely. Oh no, you wouldn't actually be trying to test. No, oh, God, no, of course not.
I'm sorry. The drunk you'd have to be, and at that point, your penis isn't gonna work. And
no.
You'd have to be rushed to the hospital for alcohol poisoning.
No, it ain't gonna work.
Yeah. You can't make a mountain a molehill.
Or a molehill a mountain.
Nah.
Oh.
A mountain.
Oh, okay. Oh, there's the first two videos of
you
that.
You can't make the fat bitch a skinny bitch.
Right.
For the layman.
I didn't know we had layman in here. All right.
Although sometimes chubby bitches are fun.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with them sometimes. I mean, if they've got a good personality and they're fucking cool, like, oh yeah. But if they're gonna be like bitches and, you know, just all and no, nobody wants to deal with you. Nobody likes that.
I'm not into morbidly obese women.
No, I'm not either.
It has to look like they still have a woman's body, but
not a bowl of Jell-O.
Well, whether they're a dude or a woman, once they get to a certain weight class, they all look the same body type. And you don't want to fuck that.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, fucking Sharon's like I'm fucking Bob. Am I gay? Oh!
Damn it! What's wrong? I keep striking out with my mission. Didn't you pull a good one? It's an awesome one. It's a guaranteed lay. If I can only find who I'm looking for. Find who? I'm supposed to find a chick named Y and fuck her. I could tell Leon that Alina is Y, or I could tell Alina that Leon is X and have her decide what to do. Alright, so do we want to tell him about Alina, or do we want to tell Alina about him? So basically, do you want to let him decide what to do with her, or her decide what to do with him? It's a hard one to think about.
Now, Alina, she had been hanged up with any of the other dicks?
I can't remember. I'm not sure about Alina.
I would say tell your brother.
You want to tell him? All right. I know who you're looking for. You do? Tell me. It's Alina. Oh, man, damn. I thought it was someone single. Oh, that's why you need to say something. She seemed up for it. What? You should tell her your ex, at least. No, I'm not going to be the next Nick for you. No offense. Do you know what you should do? Get another mission from the bowl. There's still time. You're not going to tell Derek, are you? I don't want to face any consequences. I fear he'll have weird ones. Aha, no, I've got your back. Awesome, thanks, Grim. So we probably got minus points with Alina, but plus points with him.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to do it. I don't even know what it means. Does it have something to do with shots? Oh, precious. Ha ha ha! No getting rimmed is something else. What is it? Maybe I'll do it. You can't be serious. I'm not doing that. Oh no. I swear there's something wrong with Grim and his perverted brain coming up with these ideas and expecting us to do them. I think I taught him too much. He's a huge dick. Did you try to iron it out with him? Would you have? I'm not sure, but it takes two to tango. Who the fuck wants to tango? Hey, get the fuck out of there. Don't fucking open my fridge. Who told you it was okay to be back here? Whoa, chillax, I was looking for beer. The keg is out there. Don't fucking touch my things or I'll kick your ass out. Yeah, sorry. Hey, that shit happens sometimes. Like, when you buy the beer, it's important.
When it's your personal stash.
Yeah. Speaking of, Grim, we have a situation. Can't you guys take care of it? I'm not a leader or a parent here. Haha, Poppy Grim. Stop that. We can solve it, but we gotta know who's on the invite list before we do. Lots of people are. It's faster if you say who you're wondering about. Kylie and Penny showed up, bro. Yeah, and I thought we said no to all those girls. But then I remembered you invited Tara and got confused. Kylie and Penny are here? No, I didn't invite them. Have any of you even talked to them lately? Huh. Not since I caught them with those posters, no. They burned the bridge with me, let me tell you that much. Yeah, I'm pretty sure someone would have mentioned it as a heads up. I heard them say they were showing up. That's about what I can tell you. Well, then that does it. They crashed our party and did not apologize for what they did to us. We gotta kick them out. I'm on it. So what are we gonna do? We're not gonna go the chick route. We're not gonna go the neutral route. But we can go the dick route and pull a mean prank. Hold on a second, Leon. They're here in their underwear, yeah? An opportunity just presented itself, and this is what we'll do. Alright. Alright guys, give me a minute. I'm gonna go grab a beer. You want one?
I can drink.
Oh, you can't drink one. That's
right. Yeah, that's part of the...
Oh yeah, I know. Okay. You don't mind if I drink this now, do you?
That sounds like a Pocahontas.
I don't want to drink in front of you, dude.
I work at a...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Duh. I kind of forget there's like everybody in the world drinking around you.
Yeah, no, it's just one of the rules for that transplant.
Oh, yeah, I know. I forgot.
Afterward, blackout was not helping. I had one every once in a while, though.
Oh, yeah.
When you're older, you don't drink, you get blackout drunk.
You just
drink because it's relaxing.
Yeah, because it's relaxing and it tastes good. Like a blue moon. Okay, back to where you came from. Get off me. Ah. Hey, what the hell? What about our clothes? Hello, it's fucking freezing. Kylie, Penny, up here? Grim, let us back in. It's cold outside tonight. Where are your jackets? You guys locked us outside. Oh yeah, that's why. You're not invited to our parties anymore. I knew there was something I forgot. Do you seriously believe you're welcome back here after what you did? Fuck off to your dorms, will you? And Kylie, perhaps this will serve as a bonding experience with your sister. Say hi to her from us. You asshole. Go start another rumor, why don't you? Ice cold. It is, isn't it? Let's head back inside. Well, you kind of had to do that for these girls. Yeah. You came. Yep, I did. I thought you weren't invited. Is that why you're wearing the mask? Yeah, I wasn't at first, but Grim invited me. See, I knew he was a cool guy. What did I tell you? I have an eye for these things. Your friends are so stupid for getting you involved in their drama to begin with. Some of what they said made sense, but I didn't think it would come to this. Tara, you came. Any trouble getting in? Hi, Grim. No, I didn't encounter or bring any trouble. I talked to my brothers and told them you'd be showing up. Were they okay with it? There were mixed reactions. You should talk to them tonight. Thanks, I will. And thanks for being the only one who wanted to listen to me. You're welcome. Can I give you a hug?
Yeah.
Sure. Bring it in.
No hugs for me.
No, you have giant titties.
What if I get aroused?
Enjoy the party. There you go. You need this drink to catch up. Question. I was just going to ask the same. Why are you topless? It's for the dirty bowl, yeah? The what? No, it's not for that. Ask Grim and Tommy why. Because Nipple Tape didn't classify as underwear to them. Oh, that's right. Of course it didn't. And for that bowl thing, I did mine already with Tommy. I feel lost. What's that bowl thing about? Derek has been handing out missions to all guests, which you should complete by midnight. If you don't, there'd be some punishment later, but not for me, since I did mine. And Tiffany did hers, too. Right? Derek never made me pick one, and I didn't bring it to his attention. Ha ha. That's unfair. Both of you need to get one now. She just came here. Let her enjoy herself. And what's your excuse? Oh, talk to that one. Jacob?
That one? That's one of his closest friends.
I know that. That's why I said we're talking to her. Jacob, oh, he's a hottie for sure, but Clara is a naughty. By the way, I think she's a relationship path in the game, which determines your ending. I can't believe they're hooking up. He's settling below his league with her. You're only saying that because you had sex with him. I'm not. We slept together because real recognizes real. What are you saying? I think Clara's cute. But I'm much more into Rusty than Jacob. I have a thing for that scruff look he has with the beard and all. Rusty's okay, but he has the whole history with Joanne. It's off-putting to me. Well, Felicia... I'm sorry. Because he was with Joanne, all they did was fuck her, am I wrong? No, it's because, like, she's got dibs. You don't make moves on a guy that your friend likes. If she likes him so much, then she shouldn't have left. Besides, he's sticking his tongue far down some other girl's throat as we speak. I don't think you should have to care about what Joanne thinks if he's okay with doing that. What about you, Zoe? What dick do you find hot? Huh? I don't know. You don't like any of them? I saw you talk to Jacob at that barbecue party. You're into him, right? No, not at all. Good, because he's out of your league. No offense.
What?
Whoa, yeah, she's being a bitch.
What a cunt.
No offense. Sheesh. So who do you like? I'd say Grim. And he's even more out of your league. No offense. He's gonna get slapped. Grim is a total hottie. I gave him a blowjob once. As if. I totally did. You should know that those pictures of his cock don't do him justice. He helped me and Mia with our missions earlier tonight. Haha, no way. But you're not in the same league. Did you see the video of him playing guitar? Like, the minute it was posted, I helped it go viral. You did?
Weirdo.
He is hot. He sure knows how to kiss. I sampled him underneath the mistletoe earlier. But I'd still pick Jacob over him. You're crazy. You wouldn't get with Grim if he asked? Well, duh, but that's not what I'm saying. You're much closer to Jacob's league than Grimm's. She doesn't even know how far back those two go.
Yeah. But how many people have gotten a hold of his dick?
I don't think she's worried about that.
Oh, who knows? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Not the way this game's designed.
Yeah. Mistletoe! Mistletoe!
I'd be going carrying her in.
Oh! Yep. Mistletoe! Ow!
Yeah, I saw that one coming.
Bad news. The X mission isn't in play tonight. Oh, it's not? Nope, you should go get another mission. It wasn't my mission. It was John Boy's. Wait, John Boy's been looking for X? Yeah, mine was to give a blowjob to someone. I'll do that with John Boy later. Leon dodged a bullet. Oh, man.
That's funny.
Thanks for letting me know. I'll tell John Boy about it. Are you sure it's okay? Ha ha. Yeah, as you can tell from my face, I'm single.
What, you got pink eye or something?
He's got a black eye.
Yeah, I know it's a black eye.
Did Danny do that to you? She, encouraged it. You're not going through with it, are you? Look around you. Everyone is falling through tonight. What's gotten into you? It's about time I started getting a taste of college. Now, here's the party. Go, Jamie. More like, go away. Oh, are you jealous? Of Jamie? Oh, please. He's not a good kisser. Just look how he's slobbering all over her. They look good together. Way better than him and Danny, if you ask me. They're not hooking up. Karen is just doing her mission of going to second base with someone, and Jamie is the tool. I still call that hooking up, and good for Karen. What about you? Did you do yours already? No, and I've been meaning to ask you. Who the hell came up with these lame ideas? 7 minutes in heaven? Last time I checked, you did that in high school. This is college. Grow up. That's an easy one. You should see some of the other guests' missions. Trust me, there are way worse things to get. Will you help me out with it? Do you want me to make out with you in a closet? No. Isn't that what it is? By definition, you have to sit in a dark room or closet together for 7 minutes and do whatever. While many choose to participate in sexual activities or kiss, it's enough to talk or sit and wait the time out. So you want me to sit in silence with you in a closet for 7 minutes? It doesn't have to be a closet. Let's find an empty room and do it.
Okay.
Okay, let's find a room then. We'll have to turn the lights off, but this'll do. It's as close to a closet as we get tonight. We'll have to wing it because I don't have a phone or watch on me. Let's take 7 minutes. We can listen to a few songs from here. 2 or 3 songs should do it. To be clear, don't expect me to do something with you, okay? I'm not expecting anything. Let's sit here and wait together. What did you get? What did you pull from the bowl? What are you supposed to do tonight? I was supposed to dress as Santa and have girls sit in my lap, but I got out of it because I helped hosting the party. That's a good one. It's the first one I heard that was Christmas related. Nice job on the report, by the way. Did you see what Dr. Jenkins wrote? Didn't you grade it already? Yeah, we passed. He thought we did a thorough job. That's great. We make a good team. Yeah, I've had better. My frame of reference was Derek, so I can't say the same. Although not much of a feat, you're better than Ron, I'll give you that. Oh. Whoa, hold on. Something messed up. I gotta say, you're not as bad as I originally thought. Is that supposed to be a compliment? It's my way of saying that I'm starting to like you. We never got along before we were forced to get along. I've had my reasons. To not like me? Stereotypes, preconceived notions, advice, rumors, and whatnot. That's a lot of reasons. And while most of it seems to be true, and you can be a big fucking button pusher, you have some qualities that aren't detestable. Is that supposed to be a compliment? You're kind of okay, too. You sure know how to guy to make a guy feel special. Has it been 7 minutes yet? More like 1 minute. This is boring. It's not supposed to be boring, it's supposed to be heaven. Should we make out to pass the time? If you're up for it. Uh-oh. Whoa! She wanted that action. Hey, you're not a bad kisser. You're not a bad kisser yourself. I could have done without the dry humping and the ass grabbing, but yeah, not bad. Hey, you humped back. We have to be at least close to 7 minutes now. I think that's it. Yeah, that's fine by me. Good time. I have to check on Karen now. Are you sure? The mission put aside, I'd love to do more of this with you. Oh, Grim, you're so predictable. That was pretty hot. I didn't think she'd be up for that. She keeps surprising me.
Those are the ones you watch out about. They have cats.
Yes. It's always the silent one.
If you just watch the librarian sing Tomcats, you'll know exactly.
The librarian seen in Tomcats?
So, have you ever seen Tomcats?
No.
He's got a guy from Stand By Me, and the chubby kid from Stand By Me when he's grown. Oh, I can't think of the name. And it has, So basically, these guys, all these friends, make a bet. They put money into a pot, and whoever stays single the longest wins. The last person to get married wins all this money. So, him and this other guy are like the main ones that are going to plan on staying single forever.
Right.
And he goes to this librarian's house. She acts timid and all this. And she gets him in bed and has these teddy bears. Well, they're handcuffs. Handcuffs them with the teddy bear arms. And she gets out, takes her dress off. She's wearing a leather dominatrix outfit. And she starts doing a crank. And the bedpost raises up and it's just hanging him up by his arm.
Wow.
And he's like, I think we're going a little too far. I want to stop this before you. And she pulls his curtain back and whips out this big ass paddle with an egg. He's like, before you would beat the ever loving shit out of me. And because he said he had an overdue library book. She's like, how about a lick for every day late? And then the next scene, he's in the shower at the gym with his buddy, and they get in an argument, and he walks off, and he's got a big A on his ass from the pedal. It had an A like the scarlet letter.
Damn.
Oh, it was hilarious. Yeah, you'll have to watch it. It's one of the funniest movies.
Oh, yeah. I'll definitely have to keep that in mind. There we go. Is this, 97?
Yeah.
Or, excuse me, 77.
It'd be more like 97 at least. Dead Planet Earth was in their soundtrack.
Oh, wow. Maybe the other one was a remake of the 77 one.
Yeah, I don't know about the 77 one. Tomcats. That might be a different movie altogether. Who knows?
It might be worth watching anyway, though.
Yeah. Either way.
Oh, right. Okay, so anyway, there you are. I've been looking all over for you. What do you want? I've decided that you're worthy. Worthy of what? Let's put it like this. I'm gonna head into your room and undress on your bed. Wait 1 minute and then come join me. I'm gonna rock your world tonight. You've never had someone like me before. I go crazy in bed. Oh no.
I feel like you should turn this one down, especially after she said all that shit to your one of your best friends.
I want to see how bad it is. I want to see how bad it is. But we're going to go back if it's bad. So we're going to make a save, and that's a bold claim. I'll show you. Don't forget to lock the door behind you. It's sex, but it's with Becky. It's a battle between mine and cock right now, and oddly, my cock is making some good arguments for it. My mind is saying I should wear a rubber, and my cock is saying that's a fair compromise. Where can I get one in a minute's notice? I'm very discreet. Send me a text and I'll get you anything you need. Dildos, lube, a fuck doll, Sperminator 2000, XXL, BBG version with loadable cum shots, you name it. Arius, I need a condom. That'll be $10. For one condom? Normally I'm cheaper, but you seem to need it. I'll pay for you later. Or I'll pay you later, rather. I'm gonna hold you to that. Follow me. $10 to fuck Becky. She better rock my world. That was a long minute. I'm waiting. Yeah, I can see that. Hurry up. I'm horny. Can't you, like, suck my cock or something first? Let's get things going before we fuck. Don't tell me you're one of those guys who have problems getting hard. You know I don't. Then come on over here. We don't need foreplay when the entire semester has been a long foreplay between us. It has? Do you realize how lucky you are? Not everyone gets to fuck me. You don't say.
That already would have ended for me.
What are you doing? Putting on a condom. You don't have to do that. Look at that poor rubber. It's gonna fall off. I'll stretch it some more and it won't.
Oh, no. Oh yep.
$10 for this? These condoms suck. Don't bother with it. I'm cool without one. Okay, what the hell?
I feel like that's a bad idea.
I can't wait to tell Christy about this. Can you not talk about your friends now? Yeah, sure. Damn, that's a big cock. You're like two times as big as Jacob. Can you also not talk about other guys now? I was saying you have a big dick. Yeah, sure, it's big. Yeah, this feels good. You feel great, Becky. Moans. She's a lot tighter than I thought she'd be. How do you want to fuck? What do you mean? Like, in what position? I thought you said you were crazy in bed. Oh, I get what you mean. Pull it out. Okay, put it back in. This is how it's gonna be, huh? She expects me to do all the work.
Yeah.
This is the worst sex you can have. For those of you who maybe haven't had sex, because there are people who haven't and watch this content. If you ever do have sex with somebody, this is the worst. I've had sex like this and it's terrible.
Oh, there's one time I had to do that and the only solace was when I thrust.
Yeah.
I'd bang her head against the headboard and so I kept doing it more vigorously. I bet she had a concussion by the end of it.
Okay, fuck me. Okay, she's not crazy in bed. She doesn't know what guys want at all. Fuck it, I'll take what I can get with her. I can still have a good time even if she sucks in bed. At least I don't have to worry about making her come now that I don't care.
See, and she's gonna tell everybody. I wouldn't.
So this is bad.
It's bad. You're gonna tell everybody she's in the thing.
So we're gonna prank her. Rock my world, you say? Super rock your world, are you in? I'd be a fool to say no, wouldn't I? Yes, you would. Don't forget to lock the door behind you. Hey guys, enjoying the party? There's a naked chick on my bed who wants to do her dirty bowl task, and it's first come, first serve. You should head into that room right now. Good luck!
I wouldn't want anybody fucking getting any kind of fluids on my bed.
Becky, where are you going? That's how you do it.
There's some dick points, I bet.
Yes.
But Becky, come back.
Go to Tommy's room. That's right. Come on in. Come one, come all. What a bro. They aren't for you, they're for the contest. You go out here with the rest of the guys. Are you ready? I feel like a dog herding sheep, but there are many girls behind that curtain.
Many girls.
Okay, if you prepare your end of the contest, I'll take care of mine. Guys, gather around. Everyone on the dance floor behind the rope. It's time for another contest that we've chosen to call Guess Who, and you're all invited to play. If you wonder where the girls went, they're all behind the curtain. Well, not everyone, but many of them. I hope you've been paying attention to the girls here tonight. One at a time, you'll see a body part, and your task is to guess who it belongs to. How many contestants will we have, Derek? So far, we're up to 8, but we're working on getting it to 10. The winner gets the honor, but everyone will get to see boobs, butts, and maybe more. It all depends on how daring the girls are. Grab a pen and paper from the bar and let's get this show on the road. We're good to go. We got 10 of them. The order's been decided and I have the correct answers. Join them for the fun. I've got this. Here we go. Let the game begin. Contestant number 1, get into place.
Sounds like the start of a weekend song.
I know this song. No way. You put cardboard up for it? That makes it so much harder. Are we supposed to know their names, or? Yeah, I suck at names. I'm better with faces. Only names will be accepted as answers. Write your guess for number one.
Oh shit, I didn't pay attention. Was that Beck?
Elena? I don't know.
Well, I thought she had her
Whose head. Boobs? There used to be a long time ago, there was what was it? Where they do celebrity boobs, and they just show the boobs, and they're like, whose boobs do you think these belong to?
What show is this on?
It was a long time on YouTube. Well, not YouTube, but it was a some site. I can't remember. It's like, whose boobs? Yeah, I had a friend of mine that used to...
I don't go on paid sats.
I can't remember what it was. I literally can't remember what Whose Boobs was. You might have to Google it. You'll find
Who's
it. Whose Boobs. Whose Boobs.
I now know Dave Chappelle does a great pair of New York boobs.
So, whose boobs do you think these are?
Maybe Becky. I want to say just because she had a red top.
I think that's Becky. May we have the next girl? Whose vagina is that?
That's a... Oh, she's... damn it. I can't match the names to the...
What does she look like? What character is she?
She was talking with them, said I had a good feeling about Graham or something like that. I think she's... talking around, what's her name, he's...
Not Sally. Life. It's not Rose. Bianca. Carla? Aaron?
I don't know.
Spelling isn't important, but it's gotta
be
someone.
Yeah. Rose.
Who isn't here? I don't know these girls like that.
Me?
We're probably gonna completely mess this up.
Would it be Mia?
Mia? Whose ass is that?
Well, of course, they all look alike. you have to remember
that
from
is
the lingerie. That would
is that a tan or is she a darker skinned girl? Because that could let us.
You know what would have helped?
Gina.
As if we had paid attention to the lingerie ahead of time. That was the key.
I didn't even think to do that, though.
Yeah, the only reason I knew the one was because she had a red, and I don't even know if I was right about that.
Oh, I know that one. Who? She's got dimples on her ass.
Sally, the nerd.
You guys are focusing hard over here, and that's a double entendre. Fuck, I don't know, dude.
How about a him? Let's try Melanie. Try the next.
We're in the home stretch now. Next girl.
What?
Clara. Oh, you knew her?
Yeah, John Boys. I think.
Elena. Okay.
That's,
Oh, hold on. It's like, man, everyone is so hot. Awesome idea, Grim. Oh, thanks. I couldn't have done it without any of the girls. Oh, I just picture it reversed, and if it was guys hanging brains behind the curtain.
Who's Tommy's ex?
Tiffany.
Yeah.
I think I have most of them down, but then I got confused. I already put down this name before. Have any of the girls appeared multiple times? No, they're all different. Well, fuck.
Camilla?
She's black.
Oh. Well, Bianca?
Final girl!
Tiffany? I don't know, just picking at this point. I bet we got all of them wrong.
Grim, I changed my mind on the dick cloning sets. We can split it 60-50.
Oh, no.
Grim, are you in here? Oh, hubba hubba. How many correct ones did you get? Not many. It was hard. I don't think I got many. What about you? Sounded like an easy competition, but it wasn't. I didn't recognize a couple of them, but I knew I identified at least three pairs of tits and ass. Alright, gather around. The score's been tallied, and I'm surprised by everyone's effort. Overall, you did well, but there was one of you who stood out from the rest. And I mean that in a bad way. Mark wrote 10 names, all either incorrect or names of girls who weren't at the party. Ah, 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 ah. Laugh at this man and pity him. I had to guess something. Maybe it was a trick question. But on the other side of the spectrum, with a whopping 8 points, we have a winner. Man, this guy spent the better time at the party checking girls out, am I right? The winner is Tommy. It was easy. What can I say? I know my tits and ass. Congratulations to Tommy, and thanks everyone behind the curtain. That was an interesting little...
Yeah, there's Redhead's, the one with the Y. It wasn't...
Talk to Tara. Talk to Tiffany.
No one will know. Unless we got them all right.
Just these two girls. Are you still sitting here? Yeah, we're having a good time, and we've been dancing some, too. That's great. The girl wasn't Tiffany, it was Tara. That's Tiffany. Tiffany is the black girl. Tara is the one that was Tommy's ex. Sure.
No, Tara.
But I didn't even
Tommy's
see Tara.
Ex.
Oh, Rosemary.
That's the one that they thought was making rumors, but it was the other
It was the other two girls that they kicked out of the party. I spoke to Derek, Leon, Jamie, and Rusty so far. There's a lot of girls and guys. It's hard to remember people. I wanted to let you know that I apologize to them for my part in this. You did? That's big of you. But I realized I never apologized to you, and honestly, you're the one who should have heard it first. I'm sorry, Grim. It's all good. I forgive you. Oh, another thing I wanted to ask you. About this mission I got, do I have to do it? It depends on who you ask. If you ask Derek, he'd say yes, but I say no. It's just for fun. Then what's the point of the bowl if you tell guests not to do their tasks? The bowl is there to spice up the party and make guests talk and interact. So I don't have to spell horse with someone? Spell horse? What's that? It's an acronym for things. I'm gonna guess that the H isn't short for hand-holding or hugging. Aha, I wish it was. It's hand job, oral rim job, sex, and ejaculation. That's new on me. Good lord.
The rim job's something that you gotta know the person and their hygiene.
Real fucking well. It says, what a stretch to make it spell horse. I must have pulled the worst one. It's up there. If I were you, I'd either swap missions or lie that you did it. Why? Don't you want to spell it with me? Me? You're joking, right? I mean, if I were to do it with someone at this party, I'd choose you. Don't you have a boyfriend? We've been on and off lately. Most recently, off. Means she's not interested. And besides, that didn't stop you from kissing me before. If you want to do it, I'd be a fool to say no. A fool, huh?
I'm gonna save it just in case. You can save over that other one.
Horse, cat, dog, elephant, we can spell anything you want together. Aha, I think we should start with horse. I know a place that we can get some privacy. No one will come in here tonight. Is that so? Yeah. So horse was it? I should have put the panties outside of the garter, but I didn't think I'd remove them at the party. Take your time, I'm enjoying the view. Oh, fuck. This isn't horse. I suck at spelling. Your cock, give it to me. Yeah, do you want it? Mm-hmm. You know what you gotta do with it. You learn how to spell all of a sudden? You're the one who needs to know how to spell. I'm just along for the ride. Haha, I'm sure you are. Oh, go for it. Damn! Your boobs look so fucking sexy. Can I feel them? You already did. I mean around my cock. Oh, okay. How does this feel?
Well, when you put it that way, oh, sure.
Push them harder together. There you go. A good old tit job. Why do guys like this? Because it feels good and it's big tits. I think it's in our DNA. Get up! Grading the women.
I can even tell you, you can't be proud of having a cock between your tits. I guess.
I know some women that beg to differ. Are you gonna do what I think you will? Oh, by the way, that can of sour cream and onion is all yours.
Oh, yeah?
It's all yours. I don't want it.
You do not like it?
No, I don't like that flavor.
Had it before.
No.
That's been around forever.
That's a different kind of sour cream and onion.
Oh.
That's called sabor.
Oh, okay.
So it's got a Spanish twist. Are you gonna do what I think you will? Yeah, I was right. Vaginal or anal?
Say vaginal?
Yes, give me that cock, he said.
You need the courage for this.
Hand job. Well, we did that already. The boob job. The boob job. The rim job. Ooh. The doggy style. Anal. Cowgirl. Oh, damn.
Well, she's gonna have a yeast infection.
Yes, you might. You're not supposed to do that after that. Standing? I'm coming. Grim, keep it up. Make her come or deny her.
Deny her.
No, you're not. Hey, you come when I say you can. Cream pie anal. On ass or in mouth?
In mouth.
In mouth.
What's your ass taste like? Shit.
It's like when you open it, it tastes like when you get a whiff of that goddamn compactor and they open it up. Ugh! That wasn't horse. I can't even spell what that was. Maybe hoggers or something. It was close enough to give you a pass. You know, between you and me, I always found you incredibly sexy. You have? I'm hardly alone. I've heard others say it too. You're inflating my ego too much now. Haha, sorry, but it's true. Let's head back. Smack. Thank you. talk to Tiffany. You gonna fuck her too? Hell, why not?
I'm gonna make some Gatorade.
Hell yeah. It's in you.
In about 10 minutes.
Grim! Yeah, what's up? You're not being real. Excuse me, you're not being for real with this dirty bowl thing, are you? Like, come on, it's a funny joke, yeah? The guys wanted it. I don't know what they put in there. Can you help me out? I need to change mine. Why? Was your mission that bad? See for yourself. Oh, wow. It's not the first one of those I've seen tonight. They must have run out of ideas or thought they'd get a blowjob from someone. Lucky me. You don't have to do it. It's a silly game to add some spice to the party. They said everyone had to do their mission or they'd have to leave before the party was over. Lie and say you did yours. What if they want to check? Ah, how would they check out? How would they check that?
They'd ask the other person.
It feels stupid to risk it. I've seen others do their missions. I don't want to leave early. If that's the case, go ahead and do it. Ah, so you want the blowjob? Now you're reading into things. Don't play coy with me. Come on, let's get it done with.
Helper. I'm gonna help everybody!
I helped Tara recently. I'm not recharged. Are you saying no to me? I'm saying I can't, at least not for a while. Let's give it a shot. I'm sure you'll get it working. Did you lock the door? Yeah. Pull those pants off. I like Tiffany anyway. What about you? I feel weird to be the only one undressed. How about this? That's much better. Give me your best. Don't worry, I will. It's not my first time.
There's a black ring around your dick. It was Tiffany!
Only with one of this size. It's bigger than in the picture. Fuck, that's nice and warm.
Yeah, it's
this feels so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been in someone's ass, he says.
The ultimate cock warmer.
Damn, you know how to do that for sure. I love the digestive juices and everything.
She's like, his dick was huge, but it tasted like asshole for some reason. Like a...
That is why I have you here on these shows, because you just come out with this.
And vice versa, you eat a girl out like, damn, this tastes like a cream pie.
You know how to do that for sure. I love the way you
I
suck it.
I guarantee you, if a girl asked me to eat it and they already cream on it, no.
No.
I'm out.
No. See, I knew you'd get it up with me.
I'm no Bonnie Blair.
Yeah, you want to see me deep throat it? Do
yeah,
you
well,
think you can do it?
Don't want to kill nobody.
No clue, but I want to try. It's not every day a girl gets to try the cock of its size.
Relax
fuck.
Your throat.
Yes, fuck, that's all of it.
You've seen Storch Swallower.
Wow, I fucking did it. Shit, I'm so deep in your throat. That suction is amazing. Damn, Tiffany, you're gonna have me coming in no time if you keep that up. Does that count as a blowjob? You're not done, are you? No, but it counts, right? It depends. If I say yes, will you stop? If I say yes, I have something... You say yes, I have something else in mind. I take it that's a yes. Yes, eat me, Grim.
Why does this taste like ass? I guess they're close.
Maybe I'll swap my mission for the fuck a guy task while we're at it. I'll help you out with that one too. Fuck me, Grim, harder. She says, yeah, give me that giant cock. Oh, I like he's got his finger in her mouth. That's cool. God, you're stretching me with that thing. Oh, Grim, fuck me. And again, I like Tiffany, so this one is... Watching your sexy ass slapping against me as I fuck you is so fucking hot. Ride my cock, Tiffany. Yeah, do you want me to ride you hard, Grim? Yeah, I love it when you ride me like that. You're the biggest one I've had, Grim. It's so fucking good, it doesn't even matter if it's on the toilet. That is a weird spot.
Yeah, that's not something you ever want.
Alright. Give it to me, Grim. Shove that cock in me. Yeah, you want it? She says, I want your fat cock, Grim. Fuck, you're gonna make me go! And again, I like that he has his finger in her, his thumb in her mouth.
Those fish hooks.
Huh?
He's kinda got a fish hook going.
Yeah, I like that. That's a cool idea. Oh my fucking god. As long as she don't bite down, we're good. Fuck, I'm gonna come! Come on my face, Grim, I wanna be covered in it. Ah!
She walks around the whole party like that.
See, folks, sex can be fun. Mission completed, haha. Sure was, wow. That's kind of the point of these games, to realize how fun sex can actually be.
So, is that what it is? I hadn't realized that already.
Well, there's a few people that are still, you know, they're not sure. They're on the fence. There you are. It's not what you think. It can hardly be kinkier than what I'm thinking. Oh, shut up. Tell me about it. What not here. Okay. So we definitely made a not safe for work video this time. Talk to Quinn. That means some serious shit's about to start. Where could Quinn be?
She was at the party.
I know, but I don't know where she's at now.
She's in the hallway last time.
Okay, well maybe she's there again. Not that hallway. The left hallway then.
That's not a hallway.
I know that. I was just seeing who was in there. I'm in the left hallway. Well, I don't need to go through the same door 50 minutes. I've been everywhere, mate.
Outside?
I don't think you can go outside in this one. That's his room. There's nobody gonna be nobody in there. We went to the dining room. We went to Jacob's room. We went to Jamie's room. We went to John Boy's room. We went to the left room. We went to the main party room. Of course, there's nobody in there. We went to the main party. And we went to both sides of the main party room. Nick's room. Well, there's nobody in Nick's room. Nobody in the right hallway in the movie room. That's the bathroom. I would have never found her. Where have you been all night and why are you sitting here alone? I need a break from the party. It's fucking loud tonight. I thought you'd be into that. Not tonight. I think I'm ready.
To talk.
Okay, I've been waiting for it.
She said I was born a dude.
But first...
My pronouns are fucking off.
Why do you care so much about how I feel? I'm into you or I'm worried about you?
Worried about you.
I've never seen you like this before. Frankly, I'm worried about you. I fucked up, Grim. I fucked up bad. Tell me everything. When Dad died, I was 7 years old. I went to bed early but couldn't sleep, so I got up to check what he was doing. Mom was passed out on the floor from drugs, and Dad was snorting coke with Buddy. Dad caught me peeking at them and knew what I'd seen him. what I'd seen him do. Even at that age, I knew what he was doing. I grew up around him selling drugs, but he tried not to use them in front of me. It was his way of protecting me. Buddy told me to get back into bed. He called me a rat, and Dad snapped at him. He screamed and threatened Buddy by holding a knife to his face. I was shocked because I'd never seen him be that mad at Buddy. Shortly thereafter, Dad had to sit down because he didn't feel good. He couldn't breathe. He missed the chair and fell down on the floor. He started convulsing, foam like bubbles in a bath erupted from his mouth and nose. Buddy was panicking and didn't know what to do. He screamed at Mom, kicked her, and tried to wake up and help. But that drugged up bitch was dozed off as if nothing was happening right next to her, rather. All of a sudden, Dad stopped shaking, and it all became quiet. Then my ears started ringing. I saw Buddy shake Dad and scream at him, but I couldn't make out what he was shouting. It kept ringing. And me, I just stood there. I don't even remember how long I stood there. But it was well after Buddy and one of his friends carried Dad outside. All the while, Mom still passed out on the floor. Buddy wasn't a bad guy. He was my uncle. But he could never fill the void Dad left. He was smart enough to realize that Mom wouldn't either. So he dropped me off at social services with a note saying who I was, and that I didn't have a family. I was placed in a foster home with a family that's tried to prove to me daily that I'm better off with them. They took care of me, fed me, dressed me, and ensured I went to school. Eventually, they adopted me. And they did everything they could to think of to make me forget about my past. Anytime I brought up Dad, I was silenced. We shouldn't speak about him. You're in a better place now. Nothing will harm you here. Suppressing all my thoughts and trying to place my childhood memories with these new fake ones that weren't me. There's no way to describe the disdain I developed for them trying to make me repress memories of my past. I never wanted to forget my dad. Cries. And I never will. That's why I returned to Buddy when I grew older. I skipped school, snuck away from the house, and would hang out at his place, the place I used to call home. He made it clear to me that he wasn't letting me stay there with him. He didn't like that I was there to begin with, but I insisted that I wanted to hang around, so he let me. Years later, when I asked him for some weed, he gave me some. He taught me how to use it, how much to use, and what not to do with it. By the time I was in high school, I knew more than most guys my age about drugs. I kept my front up to my new family, but they weren't gullible. They knew I was slipping. They confronted me about my drug use and even punished me in all the ways I could think of. They were desperate for me not to end up like I had started in life. They told me they were losing their daughter and that they didn't know what to do about it. They begged me to help them help me. But I've only been their daughter on paper. It has never felt genuine to me. I felt like a parasite. Like someone who knows they don't belong in their home but stays to survive. Eating their food, sleeping in their bed, plainly using them. That's how I felt. And I kept using them. I fooled them into thinking that I'd change my ways. I knew what they wanted from me, and appearances made a world of difference. As long as I did well in school, they were happy. They didn't have to know I was slinging drugs to classmates after class. That's how I started with all of this. I was born into it. It was my legacy. And that's how I met Riona. She was one of my favorite customers, a goth, gullible girl without a father figure. She didn't even realize how much I was ripping her off. I'd charge her extra and pocket the surplus. In time, I almost felt bad for her. That stupid addict couldn't quit smoking and spent all she had on what I could offer. We started talking more and ended up at the same parties. Before I knew it, she'd become something more than my customer. Somehow she managed to weasel her way into my life and become my friend. And I didn't like that. She got way too close to me, and it had to stop. I told her I had charged her extra for the drugs just to provoke her. I wanted her to hate me, but she barely got annoyed. She even forgave me. And that got me even madder. I was mad that she was okay with being used, so I figured I might as well keep using her until she had had enough. She started selling drugs and doing my work for me. Now that I had her to do the legwork, I barely had to lift a finger. She was my marionette, and controlling her became a new normal. I kept at it for so long it doesn't even feel weird anymore. I didn't even think about what I was doing to her. I never put her best interests first. And at any moment I felt that she was slipping, I'd be sure to correct her. Either by saying something nice to manipulate her or with some tough love. I didn't want the family that was handed to me, so I treated them like shit. And I didn't want a friend that wanted to be mine, so I treated her like shit too. I haven't done anything to deserve them. Why are you telling me all this? I mean, why now? Because I don't know if there'll be a later. Riona isn't sick. Vinny snitched on her to Buddy, and Buddy hurt her. He ripped her piercings from her face and beat the shit out of her after he found out she'd been selling drugs for me. And he squeezed out every bit of information he needed and learned that I've been overcharging his products for personal gain. And with how he handled it, there's no return from here. I've always thought I had nothing left to lose, but almost losing Riona made me realize that it didn't have to be like this. At least not for Riona. Quinn, what the hell? I know. Say that you're angry with me. Tell me I'm a parasite and a horrible human being. Just say it. I won't say it. You've done horrible things. No one can deny that. But you've had a tough life. Growing up the way you did made you refuse to see that you're worthy of something more. You're worthy of family and friends. You're self-sabotaging, treating them like you did. No, say that I'm horrible. I'm broken beyond repair and you know it. If you had only told me about the bad things you did, I would have believed that. But I know there's another side to you, the one I've seen and the one I see right now. And that's the side that makes me care, spend all this time with you, and sleep with you. I'm sure that's the side that made Riona want to be your friend, and the side that made your family keep fighting for you even when you didn't want it. It's too late, Grim. I'm never gonna change. As long as you're still breathing, it's not too late to change. But what about Rio? How is she doing now? I went to see her immediately after it happened. It was a sight I wished to forget, but it's etched into my cornea. She punched me and told me to stay away and never speak to her again. It took her this long to say it, and when she finally did, I didn't want her to say it. With how her face looked, she'll need time to heal, and she'll be scarred. I can't believe what he did to her. Fuck, poor Rio. You probably feel like you have to do something, to act or help in some way. And if you truly want to help me or Rio, I'm asking you this one thing. Don't do anything now. I need you to trust me to do the right thing. What is the right thing you're going to do? I can't make up for what I've already done to Riona, but I owe her this. I will make Mick, Vinny, and Buddy pay for what they did to her. I want to trust you, but I can't just stand by and watch. Quinn, I can't. I've done dangerous things all my life, Grim. You're scared because this is the first time you're aware of it. And this is why I was scared to tell you the truth. When I need you, trust me. I won't hesitate to let you know. I know you want to protect me, but understand that I want to protect you too. You're not cut out for this. It's not your kind of life, but it's mine. I need a drink. Grim! Yeah? Thank you.
Deep.
Wow. Talk to Zoe now.
After you done fucked everyone else, she's into you. Poor Zoe.
Okay, that's gonna end the free roam.
Oh, yeah.
So, alright, guys, I think we're gonna go ahead and end it right here. This has been a long thing, but we finally finished the Christmas party after three parts, and one was an hour long.
We're still at the Christmas party.
Well, ending Free Roam will end the party.
Are you sure?
Yeah, pretty sure. It'll have that last little bit, and
only
then they'll
one
end.
One way to find out.
Ow! There we go. And now you take a swig of this. And you're welcome to stay at the party until you want to leave. Wait a minute. Is that the big punishment you've been hyping all night? Yeah? No fucking way I had to blow three guys to avoid it. It's tame as hell. Why are you complaining? If you didn't blow any guys, you got off easy. Yeah, but some people left because they feared the punishment and others caved and did theirs. Well, that's life for you. Enjoy the rest of the party. The brain rot I get from talking to that brown-haired chick. Becky? Yeah, she's the worst. Is that what you really think about her? I've heard otherwise. She talks a lot. She's got a decent body, but an ugly personality. What did she say? It doesn't matter. How about we continue our chat? Okay, can we get away from these people? Let's go to my room. Where do I begin? Is it something important? Yeah. I'm all ears. Do you remember the day we met in detention? How could I ever forget that day? It's etched into my memory. That was a bad day for you. I'll say. For me, it was a standard day. I lost count of the number of days I spent in detention. And I could tell you weren't the typical kid to be there. But you were so angry, so I figured something big must have happened for you to earn detention. I remember I wondered what you were there for, too. Smoking in class, I was so stupid and edgy back then. Do you remember the first thing I said to you? Yeah, do you want some gum? I wanted that gum, but I turned it down. You should have just said yes. I didn't want to take it, it was yours. I would have felt more comfortable talking to you earlier if you had. It worked out eventually, didn't it? It sure did. I never told you this, but being in detention with you was the highlight of my day back then. It was? Yeah, and you were gonna be there for 2 months. So I smoked in class again on purpose to get more detention, knowing I would spend it with you. You did? Stupid, huh? Yeah, you could have gotten expelled. I know. We could have spent time after school, you know. It didn't have to be a detention. I was insecure. I wasn't sure if you would want to be around me outside of detention. I wasn't the best at expressing myself back then. Well, who was? We've come a long way since. Not really. Even though I draw and write a lot, I'm still not good at expressing myself. Thanks to you, I've realized some things about myself. And I felt bad lately because there's many things I want to tell you, but I don't know the best way to say them. What has worked for me with you lately is that I say them even though it's hard. But I can't say them. I love you.
Return to Zoe. Yeah.
If we return to Zoe, we're going to end the game with Zoe. Do you want to end the game with Zoe? Is that the choice that you want to make?
Best friends are always a good match.
All right, folks. We have made our major choice for our run of being a dick. Remember, when you buy the game, you can make your own choices. We will return to the past. And with that, we're going to go ahead and end it right there. All right, guys. So this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time with probably the last part of episode 11. I am... Yeah, and we're glad that we could bring you this so soon because we weren't even sure if we were going to do this tonight. Yeah. But all right, guys, we got it for you, and I'll have it up as soon as I can. All right, I'm out.